This is the Global Star Radio Network.
Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guest, and hopefully today we're going to have with us Joan Bion. Joan Bion, are you there?
I am.
Okay, fine. Well, Joan has recently been to some meetings over in Europe, and I'm just going to let her tell you a little bit about what the people who really control the world are thinking about. Go ahead, Joan.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. I have been covering global meetings for the past 13 years, and specifically sustainable development and other aspects of a global agenda to put in place a world governmental structure. When I started covering global meetings, my first meeting was on how to reduce the population of the world, which is part of the agenda of sustainable development. And what I have heard throughout my 13 years is that you and I, we the people, are polluting the earth. And little by little, here and there, I would hear about very outrageous ideas to tax you and me for all of the excess energy and water and electricity that you and I use. Now, that depends on who's setting our allotment. And the meeting that I went to in London was a 15-year follow-up to Agenda 21, which was part of the Rio Earth Summit in Rio de Janeiro. Throughout the 13 years, there's been a lot of radical activity by groups, environmental, non-governmental organizations like Greenpeace and the Sierra Club and other environmental groups. Most of them are bought and paid for by the corporate interests that run the world. And so the big surprise at this meeting, and it was a big surprise from the standpoint that I had come to the conclusion that the environmental agenda is all about money. It's all about making money. All of this quote-unquote new technology, the green technology, the clean technology, it's all about making money. Because if you're going to get off of fossil fuel, you have to then have a whole group of new products put in place in order to take the place of fossil fuel. And that exactly was the whole thesis, the whole theme of a very high-level meeting in London at the Chatham House, which is the Royal Institute for International Affairs. Guess what? You can go from green to gold. It's all about capitalism. It's all about money. It's all about how much money you can now make. And it's not only money and income and royalties and profit for the corporations, but for government, it ends up being additional taxation. Some of the taxes that the British government are looking to put on their own citizenry includes a carbon tax. In other words, they're going to give each citizen an allotment of how much fossil fuel and electricity and other forms of energy that are not clean or environmental that they are allowed to consume. And when they are done consuming, they either will have to buy carbon units from somebody else who doesn't use all of theirs, which is a transfer of wealth, or they will have to pay a higher cost for everything they need to purchase, or they might be cut off.
In fact, the thing sounds so incredible, but you see, there really is an elite that run the world, and they want us to conserve. They're not going to conserve themselves. They're going to get all the carbon that they want, but you and I mustn't pollute their world. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, M.D. Cardivite is a synergistic seven-herb combination, a tonic for life, for your heart, but for your whole body, to detoxify, rejuvenate, and stimulate tissue regeneration of all your cells and organs. Call for info at 888-212-8871 to order, or online at NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, medical.com. There's seven amazing herbs. Cayenne to stimulate nutrient absorption and peripheral vasculature. Garlic with allicin and 33 sulfur-containing amino acids. 17 amino acid cellular mitochondrial protection with germanium. Hawthorn with flavonoid, cyanidins, and triterpenes for heart, vascular, brain, and nervous system, and immune protection from peroxynitrate free radicals. Melt thistle for silymarin to inhibit toxins and stimulate liver detox. Ginkgo biloba for the microcirculation and beta receptors for heart and vascular protection. And bilberry to act as an anti-inflammatory and free radical neutralizer. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. Again, 888-212-8871.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
I understand our guest is Joan Bion. We're talking about the elite meeting that Joan attended at Chatham House. Now, for those of you who don't know where at Chatham House, it's not too far from Trafalgar Square in London. It is the meeting place for the Royal Institute of International Affairs. It is corresponds to the Harold Pratt House here in New York City, where the Council on Foreign Relations meets, and certainly the Royal Institute and the Council on Foreign Relations are simply part of this internationalist group that rules the world. There are royal institutes in every one of the British Commonwealth nations, and the Council on Foreign Relations, their counterpart, is the Council on Foreign Relations, and the Secretary of State, and the head of the CIA, and the people who are controlling our government always come from the membership rules of the Council on Foreign Relations. And certainly almost every president, not everyone, but almost every president, either belongs to or is controlled by the Council on Foreign Relations. And, of course, in Great Britain, it's exactly the same. Both the Labour and the Tory party are controlled by members of the Royal Institute. This whole thing really has to do with the elite do not want us using up their resources. They believe there are too many people in the world. So how are they going to get us to limit our use of, say, our cars? Well, they're going to raise the price of gasoline up to $8 to $10 to $12 a gallon, and then you're going to ration it. You're going to do it on your own. How are they going to get you to stop using so much electricity? Or are they going to run the price up to exorbitant levels? And then, of course, you'll ration it yourself. They're not going to ration it for you. How are they going to do away with so many people in the world? Why, they're going to, of course, poison the people gradually with mercury and with fluoride, with aspartame, and of course, encourage people to take vaccines that will lead to their early demise, or maybe their very youthful demise. They certainly cripple the minds of our people. They know what they're doing. War is a very efficient means of limiting the population, major plagues, epidemics, famines. Would anybody be crass and evil enough to plan that sort of thing? These people would. And, of course, if they can't get you any other way, they'll do it through taxation. But we're dealing with people who think differently than you and I do. And all you need to do is read their publications, and we have many of them available through Radio Liberty, and you'll find many of them available through Joan Vion. So, Joan, go ahead, tell us more about this meeting you attended.
Let me just pick up for a moment at the Royal Institute for International Affairs. As you know, because you are the expert on Cecil Rhodes, Cecil Rhodes wanted to bring the whole world back under British rule. When he died, he left his gold and diamond fortune in a series of seven wills to do that. And the Royal Institute for International Affairs actually is funded by some of those monies. Now, when I went to the Royal Institute for International Affairs, the Chatham House, it was very interesting because I saw paintings of Lionel Curtis and others, but I didn't see any of Cecil Rhodes. And so I said, where is Cecil Rhodes' painting? And somebody said, why would we have him? I said, well, didn't he help start the Royal Institute? And she said, oh, no, no, not at all. It wasn't him at all. So it's very interesting that when we are talking about the Royal Institute for International Affairs and the CFR, we are talking about a group of people, even those, as Dr. Stan mentioned, who are in our government, who agree with bringing the world, the U.S., back under British rule. Now, when we start talking about British rule and the Royal Institute for International Affairs, in Carol Quigley's book, The Anglo-American Establishment, he basically says that some of their achievements are not only the idea and name of the British Commonwealth of Nations, but also the League of Nations. So when we're looking at Agenda 21, we then have to conclude, would you not, Dr. Stan, that Agenda 21 comes through the United Nations, which is part of the League of Nations that the Royal Institute helped set up.
I certainly would. And, of course, the whole idea of all of this whole system of the sustainable development and the environmental movement is all these problems, and what's the solution? A new series of government laws that will allow the elite to control us.
Absolutely. Now, I have a friend in New Zealand who sent me a newspaper article a year ago talking about some British MP, Member of Parliament, who wanted to introduce an individual carbon tax. In other words, where you and I would be given an allotment of how much of the fossil fuel we could consume through the car, as I mentioned, through electricity, through the light bulb, whatever. And when we consume too much, then we would have to go out and we would have to buy more, which is a tax. Well, I ended up interviewing him. And for those of you who would like to hear the interview, I did two major interviews there. Both of them are on my website. You can hear the actual interview. It's womensgroup.org, womensgroup, womensgroup.org. And he made no bones about it. He said you would have to buy extra emissions to cover your emissions. If you didn't buy the extra units, you would still have to pay for the extra carbon because you would run out. And when you went to the petrol station and you didn't have a surplus in your carbon account, you would have to pay a bit more for your petrol and likewise your electricity and gas.
Did he use that term? There's this new term they've coined. It's called the carbon footprint. What is your carbon footprint?
That's right. See, that's part of, you know, Dr. Stan, when I was reading the document for the Fourth Women's Conference in Beijing, I came across this very Orwellian evil phrase called family dependency ratio. And I, you know, they never in these documents give you a definition, so I made my own up. And then when I went to the first Gorbachev State of the World Forum, Marie Strong was there. And so I asked Mr. Strong to define sustainable development and family dependency ratio, and specifically asked him if it was true that what the United Nations wanted to do was figure out how much every house in the world consumes of the Earth's resources and how much they put back through working and volunteering and improving their minds and whatever else. And he said to me, he said, well, he said, we want to put sustainable development in business terms. It's running Earth Incorporated. Now, come. Did God ever say, this is Earth Incorporated, and I'm going to put you on an allocation? No. In Genesis 1 and 2, it's very clear that there is enough for everyone, that God made the earth so that we would never have to worry about running out, irregardless of the number of people. And he said, it's running Earth Incorporated with a depreciation and amortization and maintenance accounts, so we are not really living off of capital.
Well, I think that people have to understand that basically, Gorbachev has written the, along with a couple of his cohorts, occult, has written the Earth Summit, which is to replace the Ten Commandments. And what it really motivates Mr. Strong and Gorbachev and Stephen Rockefeller wrote the Earth Charter is that they have a different God. They have an entirely different worldview than you and I do. And until people realize all three of these men are deeply involved in the occult, as are most of the people who are leading the environmental movement, that nothing makes any sense. Once you would understand that this whole thing is a scam that is being utilized to destroy Western civilization, to destroy Christian civilization, to enslave those people who are allowed to live. And believe me, they intend to get rid of most of the people on the earth because they do not value human life. I mean, they look at the world entirely different than the rest of us do. And I think it's so vitally important to understand that many of these people of great wealth and great power and great influence have literally sold their souls to the God they worship.
Absolutely. The whole thing about, you know, when you talk about, this was a major sea change at this meeting. In fact, they had a Professor Daniel Esty, and you can hear his interview as well. And he's written a book called From Green to Gold. And what is so fascinating, Dr. Stan, is they are putting into place a system, a complete world system, that will basically color every person in the world. Are you green or not? If you are not green, if your company does not go along with the environment, if you do not have a sustainable development mandate, if you are not concerned about your carbon footprint, the bottom line is, on the stock exchange, you will either be a member of a green or a sustainable index in the stock exchange. The Dow Jones already has one. And the Sao Paulo in Brazil stock exchange has one. And they are looking to now make a distinction between corporations who go green and corporations who don't. And the bottom line is, they basically said, if you don't go green, you won't make it.
Now, what are they going to do to the corporations, of course, that don't go green?
If you don't go green, guess what? They're going to ensure that consumer demand by the consumers, you know, who are now saying, hey, I want to know what you're doing to save the environment. And in Britain, they have several major department stores, Marks and Spencer's and another one, which I forget, that are now going to package all their items according to their carbon footprint.
You know? Yeah, it's amazing, Joan. You know, this thing is so ridiculous, yet you know there's so many people who really believe that, of course, a man is producing global warming because he's producing CO2, and yet CO2 is less than 3% of the greenhouse gases. I mean, what about the other 97%? Most of it's water. How are we going to get the water out of the atmosphere? Well, we live in a world gone mad. There are only a few of us who are still sane, and a lot of people think we're crazy. We're going to be back in just a moment with Joan Beyond as we begin to discuss your carbon footprint. Oh, my goodness. You have a carbon footprint, it's going to have to be erased. Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iOtterol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that will protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Teary. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
globe has been warming since at least the 1600s, and it will continue warming probably for another 300 or 400 years, and then it'll start cooling again as the Earth goes through these cycles of warming and cooling. But I simply ask the people, you know, if you really believe in global warming, why are the polar ice caps melting on Mars? And why do they call Greenland green? Because it was green 1,000 years ago when Leif Erikson was there, and they were growing grapes, you know, on the along the shores of Greenland. And this whole idea, you know, that mankind is doing it, and then they come up with these this intergovernmental planet, climate change panel on climate change. And you talk to the scientists who go to these things, they'd never take a vote. I mean, and you shouldn't have to vote on science anyway. The vast majority of climate scientists know this thing is a scam, but because the other side controls the media, they've been able to convince the majority of the American people that as soon as all these icebergs melt, the polar bears are going to fall into the water and drown. And how many times have you seen that plaintive picture of a polar bear on a little tiny, ice floe, and you know very well he's just standing there looking so pathetic. A polar bear can swim 100 miles, to go after seals. He's not going to drown when that iceberg melts. And icebergs ordinarily melt during the winters, and they, of course, come back during the summers. They melt during the winters. And if there weren't icebergs, you know, back in 1912, why did the Titanic go down? It had a great big iceberg. So go ahead, Joan.
Dr. Stan, you're so hilarious. It is. I mean, you talk about a lie. And then let's go back to the Garden of Eden and all of the lies that Satan painted for Eve to get her to eat the apple. I mean, sustainable development, climate change, biological diversity, all of the components that make up Agenda 21, they are the biggest lie of the century. I mean, this is absolutely unbelievable. In Johannesburg, at the 10-year follow-up to the Rio Earth Summit, I interviewed a Dr. Paul Summers from the Royal Society for the Protection of Birds. And I couldn't believe it. He told me that he and his colleagues have put a value on all of nature worldwide. You know, God gave us this earth. He never said, this belongs to this people, that belongs to that people. He said, this is your earth. Here we have a group of British scientists who have put a value on all of nature. I mean, have we looked outside our house and said, gosh, I've got 5 trees that must be worth, you know, $5,000? No, of course not. The value that he said they've come up with is between $20 trillion to $38 trillion. While, he told me, there are other scientists who have put a value as high as $51 trillion. So what do we have here? We have a group of people who have determined that the Earth is theirs, just like the explorers who came from Europe, whether they represented Elizabeth I or Isabel and Ferdinand of Spain. The bottom line is they came to the New World. It wasn't the New World, it was the New World to them, but to the Indians who inhabited America, it was their world. And they came to the New World and they said, hey, look what we found! Wow! And they planted a flag. And interestingly enough, using the environmental agenda, the United Nations, and again, when we talk United Nations, we have to go back to the Royal Institute for International Affairs, in other words, this is a crown, a British crown production going on. And they planted their flag and they said, the sky is ours, the earth is ours, the oceans are ours, the lakes are ours, the streams are ours, the animals are ours, the birds are ours, the bees are ours, the green grass, the fields are ours. They have, as you said, become as God.
And, of course, one of the major leaders of this is a person that Joan has written about. That's Prince Charles. And Prince Charles is a sustainable prince. He's one of the leaders of this whole movement. And to demonstrate his dedication to sustainable development, why he is using his bicycle. He rides his bicycle now so many places he goes, while the chauffeur drives behind him in the car. But Prince Charles is willing to make sacrifices. Are you? We'll be back here in just a moment or two here at Radio Liberty.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network, and certainly we're talking with Joan Dionne about her experiences going to the meeting at Chatham House. And it's in St. James Wood. It's, in fact, this is a house that's been around for a long time. William Pitt actually was there. He was the Prime Minister of Britain back in the 1800s, mid-1800s. It's got a lot of history there. But you see, this is where the elite meet to eat and plan your future. And until people understand that there is this ruling elite, and of course everybody's known about this who studied these subjects, but what everybody who has studied this has missed is the spirits of force that energizes these people and from generation to generation causes them to work towards this idea of a one world government with a one world religion, led by a new world leader. Joan, I want you to get your website out. I want you to tell people how to get the material you put out, and don't be afraid to put in a plug for your business. Of course, I know that you are actually a financial advisor, and that's how you make your living, but not certainly by going to these meetings, which I'm sure is a terrible expense.
It is, and thank you very much. For people who are interested in understanding more about my research on world government and the various meetings that I've covered, they can go to womensgroup.org, W-O-M-E-N-S-G-R-O-U-P, womensgroup.org. They can call the office. We'll send you out a information packet. And, yes, we have a number of videos and other items that you might want. That number is 301-371-0541, 301-371-0541. And, yes, it's true that for 25 years I have been in the investment field. I have my own investment firm, Vion Financial Services. And if you would like to know more, please call 301-371-0540. We'd love to send you some information, a copy of our economic newsletter, and talk to you about the services that we provide that can help you with some of the very important decisions you need to make. So please call that number.
What's that number again?
301-371-0540.
All right, fine. All right, fine. Well, now, let's go on with your description of what you learned at this meeting, because basically they're telling people that, you know, if they really want to get ahead in the months and years that lie ahead, they're going to have to be in green industries. Pick up the story.
Well, you know, it's very interesting. I want to talk about the green industry, but before I do that, you mentioned Prince Charles before the break. You know, the part and parcel of why I went over to this meeting is that they were going to give a review of what has transpired leading up to where we are today with the environmental movement. And I was very shocked that even though they had someone from the World Wildlife Federation and other important people in the environmental movement, not one person mentioned Maurice Strong, not one person mentioned Prince Charles or even Prince Philip and the role that they have played in the world bringing us into world government. And so I raised that question, and I said, you know, I'm really very surprised that you did not mention specific people or groups or organizations or milestones that have brought the environmental movement to where it is today. And the gentleman from the World Wildlife Federation just looked at me. He made some rather negative comments, and that was it. And I was shocked. I was really stunned. And so I went up to him afterwards, and I said, you know, you haven't talked about Maurice Strong. You have not talked about Prince Charles or Prince Philip or any of these people with regard to the movement. And he just gave me some really poor, pathetically poor excuse. But it is true. When you start taking a look at Prince Philip and you start taking a look at the role of the British royal family, the bottom line is that it was the Nature Conservancy, one of the key environmental groups, was one of the four official research bodies of the British Privy Council. And that Prince Philip of Britain and Prince Bernard of the Netherlands founded the very radical World Wildlife Federation. And then later on, the Rockefellers funded in 1982 the World Resources Institute. And then Prince Charles started the Prince of Wales International Business Leaders Forum, which was designed to set up public-private partnerships around the world. Because what is at stake is not only a transfer of wealth, not only the occult agenda, but also a complete change in the structure of government worldwide. From just government to a co-management of government by business.
And, of course, Prince Charles actually held a meeting on the Royal Yacht Britannia back in 1992, where he summoned the financial and commercial leaders of the world to his yacht to plan the Second Earth Summit that was held in Rio in 1992. And they all got together, and wasn't Al Gore at that meeting?
Al Gore,
Now, Gordon, and all the usual suspects were there, paying homage to the man who really directs so much of what's going on. That's Prince Charles. He stays pretty much in the background, but he's the master puppeteer, and when you see him pull the string, you see Al Gore's hand move there. So Gore is simply a front man for the power elite and going around the world telling us, oh, the sky is falling. Ignore the fact that this is one of the coldest winters we've ever had. Are you going to believe, what you see? Are you going to believe what I tell you? You're going to believe your lying eyes. I mean, obviously, there's global warming. That's why we're having so much snow all over the country this time of year. And global warming will cause that snow all the time. And, people really believe it. Doesn't matter how ridiculous something is, if you say it often enough, and the entire media agrees with you when they tell you that the snows are melting on Kilimanjaro, and they are melting on Kilimanjaro because we're having global warming, but it's not related to what mankind is doing. And some of the glaciers are melting, but other places the glaciers are advancing, and it's getting colder, and certainly Antarctica is not going to melt. There's no way it's all going to melt, but they will try to convince you of that on 60 Minutes or the controlled media, because, of course, your mind is where they work. And if they can convince you we really have a major problem, that our cities are going to flood very, very soon, why you're going to be willing to give up your freedom and, of course, begin paying for your carbon footprint, and everything will have to be controlled by government or by the elite, headed by people behind the scenes, like Prince Charles and so many of his cohorts.
Well, actually, Dr. Stan, we talked about how this is capitalism. Well, when you merge government and business, you get fascism. And then when you take a look at the Royal Institute for International Affairs being behind the scenes, and Prince Charles and Prince Philip and, of course, the Queen being behind the scenes, and the Queen of Holland, Queen Beatrice, being the Green Queen, and the Earth Charter was presented to her, the first monarch to accept it. When we start taking a look at this, and the whole transfer of wealth, and the fact that, quote-unquote, government, and the British government is basically owned and controlled by the Queen, the bottom line is we're really going back into feudalism.
Sure.
And that the Queen is saying, the Earth is mine. You are mine. You are nothing but serfs. I mean, this is, if you draw a direct parallel between what they want to do with sustainable development and what they are doing with sustainable development, including climate change and the rest, the whole idea where you and I can only live in certain designated growth areas, we're really seeing feudalism being put back in place, and we can't move out of the royal, court, unless we have the permission or we pay a tax to the Queen or the government.
And of course, it's not simply the Queen of England, although I think she's one of the major leaders, but the Queen of Holland is as well. Royal Dutch Petroleum. Who do you think controls Royal Dutch Petroleum? Why, the royalty of Holland, of course. Royal Dutch Petroleum is largely controlled by the Dutch royal family. It's just as British Petroleum, at least, is in part controlled by the British royal family. And until people understand how the black nobility, tracing back through the centuries, is involved in what's going on today and in banking and certainly the major corporations, but working in concert with these other people who, of course, sold their souls for the power that they have today.
It's very interesting that when you start taking a look at royalty, let's just talk about royalty for a moment. I'm writing a series on the rise of royalty in world affairs. I have been absolutely amazed as I have studied all of the various royal families around the world, and as I've studied all the royal families around the world, and the bottom line is they are all involved in the whole environmental agenda, whether it's Queen Beatrice, whether it is her son. Her son is one of the main patrons of the World Water Council, where the other thing is with climate change, they are looking to control water and the value of water. when you start taking a look at the other royal families around the world, whether it's Liechtenstein, whether it is Sweden, whether it is Norway, it is amazing because most of the heads, the royal heads of those countries all are part and parcel of Queen Elizabeth and the Order of the Garter.
Right. In fact, you know, it's always been fascinating to me why nobody ever asked why Emperor Hirohito wasn't punished at the end of the Second World War, why they were punishing some of the subordinates, Tojo and some of the other generals, but why the leader of Japan wasn't punished. And I'm sure you're well aware of the fact that Emperor Hirohito was a longtime member of the Order of the Garter, had to drop out during the Second World War, but then, of course, went back to it right after the Second World War. Of course they wouldn't punish the man who, if anybody, one person in Japan could have stopped World War II, it was Emperor Hirohito. But, of course, he could not be punished. He was part of the ruling elite, part of the Order of the Garter, and there's not one person in a thousand who's ever heard of it.
Yeah, well, you know, it's so amazing, Dr. Stan, as you know. The Bible says, seeing they do not see, hearing they do not hear, and they do not understand. And what we have are people who are willing to believe a lie instead of even saying a simple prayer. God, Lord, you who created the heavens and the earth, is this true? Show me truth. People, with everything that they see on TV, with everything that is going on, they should be praying one simple prayer, and that is, Lord, show me truth. That's exactly what they should be praying. Lord, show me truth. You know, all the things that have been written in history, all the things that we read in our history book, Carol Quigley in his book Tragedy and Hope basically wrote that book to tell us, we the serfs, the real history behind the history that we're being told.
Amen to that. We're indebted to him because he really looked down on people like you and me. He referred to us as the petty bourgeois who voted for Barry Goldwater. And he did this very deridingly a number of cases in his book. He really believed in these people who want to bring the kingdom of God to earth. He believed in their altruism, and he believed we need a ruling elite, a noblesse oblige, a group of aristocrats to rule the world. And he, of course, identified with them rather than with common people like you and I. But we are indebted to him because, certainly, because of his research into the secret society that Cecil Rhodes created. And, of course, if you follow the information he puts out there, it's all there. And he missed the greatest story ever told. He missed the occult background behind this whole movement, because he didn't believe in God. Had he believed in God, it would have been very obvious to him, and he might have had a profound impact of trying to save Western civilization. Instead, of course, he was working and supporting those who were intent upon destroying Western civilization and everything that is good and fine and noble in the hearts of men.
You know, it's very interesting when you have somebody with the position, the power, the brilliance of Carol Quigley, to have gotten it so wrong.
Right.
You
and
know,
yet his book is well worthwhile reading. Both of his books we carry, The Anglo-American Established and Tragedy and Hope, History of the World in Our Time. And you can actually hear an interview with Professor Quigley and our four tape set on the secret government. So we think all of these things are important. We are indebted to him, and I personally am indebted to him, for the material that he had there. I spent many weeks going through his papers back at Georgetown, trying to understand what he was thinking and where he got this information. And I always got to feel like I knew him. He was dead by the time I was there, but I talked to his wife and to his mistress and many people who knew him. But, you know, I felt rather sorry for him in the end. He died an old man by himself, more or less, and living with a much younger woman, and because he had no foundation for what was right and wrong, because he had no fear of God.
You know, that really, again, is a very sad story. There's no doubt that his books are very valuable. They've provided both me and you and all those who read, who are seekers of truth, information that we would have never had. But, as you have pointed out, it is an understanding and a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, the Lord God, creator of heaven and earth. You know, Jesus, you know, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. And as I have studied world government these last 13 years, as I've covered a total of 92 meetings, I am aware and I have seen and I am convicted at every turn that the only way we are going to handle such an evil future as the one that we've talked about is through our personal relationship with Jesus Christ, because there is freedom, there is joy, there is peace in that relationship with Jesus.
Amen to that. That's very well said, John. I agree with you totally. The older I become, the longer I live, the more convinced that I am that God rules in the affairs of men. And we need, of course, to have, you know, a love for our God, but we also need to fear our God. We've realized that he's a God of justice and a God of judgment and a God of vengeance upon those who, of course, turned away from him. So, and I think that what we need to do is get back to the old-time religion and understand that at one time our leaders had a fear of God. You don't see that being preached much in churches anymore. Well, you've got about 1 minute to wrap up the program.
How can I wrap up a program like this except to point people back to Jesus?
Amen.
The real creator of heaven and earth, the Jesus Christ, the only way to have peace and joy and forgiveness of sin. And if anybody needs to know more about Jesus, you give me a call. I'll be more than happy to share my faith with you. And you can check out Jesus for yourself. 301-371-0541. God bless you, Dr. Stan, and God bless America.
And God bless you too, Joan. Bye-bye. We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up today's program here at Genesis.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of...
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
The dollar has lost over 50% of its value in the last 3 years, and it is still falling, while gold has gone up over 60% in the last 3 years. As the dollar continues to fall, you have a well-thought-out plan to preserve the wealth you've worked hard all your life to accumulate? Historically, gold and silver have been real financial security for those who understand the abuses and dangers of paper currencies. Have you considered buying gold and silver, but you don't know how to go about doing it? The gold coin industry has a real problem. It abounds with scam artists. I have written a 26-page paper entitled Gold and How to Avoid the Scams in the Coin Industry. So if you'd like to educate yourself before you buy, give me a call, Cal Grunwald, at my new number, 414-234-8267, and I will send you my paper on the scams in the coin industry at no charge. That's 414-234-8267.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
Assessment that you won't find it elsewhere, and even in a summary of the Agenda 21 program that was instituted here in Santa Cruz. They want to get you out of your car. They want to convince you we're running out of water, we're running out of air, we're running out of natural resources, we're running out of oil, and there's just too many people in the world. So that is sustainable development, the syllabus, the video, the four tape set, and certainly we have four tape sets on global warming and so many other issues you need to become acquainted with. But then to begin to put things into their perspective, let me suggest my talk on Forbidden Secret. There is a secret that has been passed down for 5,000 years by the sages and by the priests of the mystery religions. And, of course, until recently, it was worth your life, of course, to ever reveal that secret. But now, at this time in history, why it's being actually advocated on Oprah Winfrey and certainly by Larry King, and known as The Secret. Now, my talk was given before Rhonda Byrne's ever put out her DVD and book. And we tell you exactly what she tells you. There is a secret. But she doesn't tell you the true source of that secret, or what's going to happen to the people who access it. So you want to get my talk on the Forbidden Secret, and it's available in either video or in DVD. And then there's a syllabus that goes with that if you'd like to get it at a reduced price. And then, of course, my talk, Brotherhood of Darkness. Then to understand how it all fits together, let me suggest Chris Pinto's excellent DVDs, The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning, Riddles in Stone, Megiddo 1, Megiddo 2, and if you take and watch all of those, you'll know more than most college professors ever will. And of course, we have a great DVD of Constance Cumby talking about this. We have a four-tape set of Constance Cumby, and of course, we have her book, Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow. And Constance has been talking about this for 25 years. There is a vast network of people out there who worship a different god. And, of course, many of these people do have access to supernatural power. But, ladies and gentlemen, let me warn you, do not even think about accessing it. And this is what the Ouija board does. This is what levitation does. And kids will stand around a table, each put one finger under this very heavy table, and levitate it right up off the floor. But you don't want to fool around with that sort of thing, let me tell you. And then, of course, we'd ask you very much to go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. You can listen to our programs there 5 hours a day. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927 or 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. If you'd like to get a free catalog on, say, an emergency food, really, I mean, they're beginning to develop food shortages across the world, and now there's a rush that's into the wheat in South America, and then Asia, and of course it wipes out whole fields. We don't know whether it'll get here or not, but there are going to be food shortages. We're using our corn for ethanol, and I think it's only a matter of time before we begin to see famine sweeping the world. If you'd like to lay in a good supply of well-prepared, certainly long-term storage foods, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. We'll be glad to send you a free catalog. If you'd like to know more about the health products that Barbara and I take, why, we'll send you a health catalog. We'll send you a regular catalog that hopefully will introduce you to this spiritual battle that's being fought today for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. Believe me, I don't make anything for what I do. Any funds we get in, of course, are used to fund Radio Liberty as we gradually expand our reach across America, across the world. We'll be right back.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation.
Broadcasting to the U.S. and around the world by way of clear digital audio, 22,500 miles above the planet, this is the Global Star Radio Network.
This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guests, and, well, I guess this hour is a very special guest. It's Dr. Diane Harper, and she's a professor at Dartmouth of OBGYN, and she was one of the original researchers in the Gardasil vaccine research program to determine whether or not this new vaccine for human papillomavirus would be safe and effective, and whether it should be, of course, used widely on all girls or mandated for girls in America to stop the epidemic of cervical carcinoma. And Dr. Harper has certainly been chastised for suggesting that perhaps we're rushing into mandating this vaccine too soon, that maybe we need to know more about it. And since he was one of the basic researchers on this, I've asked you to come onto the program. Thank you so very much for being with us, Dr. Harper.
Certainly.
Why don't you tell us just a little bit about yourself? Are you a professor there at Dartmouth?
I am. I'm a professor at the Dartmouth Medical School and have worked in the departments of community and family medicine as well as obstetrics and gynecology.
All right, fine. And so what was your involvement with the original research on Gardasil?
I've been involved on the research for the Merck product and the GSK product for approximately the last close to 10 years. And working in the development of the first human trials with it and in what we call phase two, and then the phase three trials. The phase three trials are used for regulatory approval.
All right, Faisal. Now, what do we know about this vaccine for sure?
We know that it's safe. We know that the vaccine does indeed protect against new infections of the types that are covered by the vaccine, if the woman doesn't have those types of infection at the time she gets the shots. And we know that the vaccine protects against those types of HPV infection for at least 5 years. We don't know beyond 5 years whether it protects or not.
All right, fine. Now, what do we know about its effect on fertility? Does it have any effect on the fertility in very young girls over the long run?
The effect of fertility has not been noted in any of the trials as a concern. Certainly, because the trials are done in women 15 to 26 years of age, it's a group of women who you would expect to have a high number of pregnancies. That is the time in life when many women start their reproductive life. So we did indeed have a large number of pregnancies, but none of the pregnancies were adversely affected, and none of the women were attempting fertility or attempting to get pregnant and couldn't because of the vaccine.
All right, fine. So then it appears to be safe and effective. And what about the long-term results? Now, basically, what did it stop? It stopped dysplasia, cervical dysplasia, or positive pap smears? Was this the major function of the vaccine?
The Merck trial for Gardasil, the purpose of the trial was to show that it prevented precancer disease states, so in other words, cervical precancers. And it showed of those precancers that are specifically caused by HPV type 16 and 18. And the trials indeed showed that. The trials showed that this vaccine, very importantly, if it's given in women who don't currently have HPV 16 or 18 infections, that they will be protected for about 5 years, maybe longer, we don't know, against the cancer precursors that are caused by 16 or 18.
All right, fine. Now, what percentage of cervical cancers are caused by 16 and 18, and what by the other types? I'm going to have to get to hold that off. We're going to have to bring other stations on board right now.
Okay.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest today is Professor Diane Harper, and she's a professor at Hartmouth, who has been working with this Gardasil vaccine, and she was one of the fundamental researchers on this. And she has said that the vaccine they have found to be safe, it is found to be effective, in other words, preventing this type 16 and 18 of the human papillomavirus. And I was just asking, what percentage of the cervical cancers are related to 16 and 18, and what percentage are related to the other types of human papillomavirus? Do we know?
We do know. We have really good evidence to say that about 70% of cervical cancers are caused from 16 and type 18. We know that the other 30% of cancers are caused by the other 13, what we call cancer-causing or high-risk types of HPV. And we know that all cervical cancer is caused by HPV. It's a matter of which type is causing it. But I think the important point, Dr. Stan, is that those types do cover a large number of the cervical cancers, but they cover a lesser number. They cover 50% of the cancer precursors. So this means that we will have half of the women that currently get cancer precursors, half of those would not get it if they were vaccinated. But the other side of it, the other important part to look at, is that even with the vaccine, half of the women who would have had these high-grade cancer precursors will still have high-grade cancer precursors. So when we talk about those numbers in the United States, we say there are about 10,000 women who get cervical cancer. So we can prevent about 7,000 cases of cervical cancer. What that means is that even with vaccination, there will be 3,000 women who still get cervical cancer. But now if you take it a step back and you look at the women who get cancer precursors, the ones that we find on pap smear and the ones that cause women to go in for exams and they need to be treated if they find these cancer precursors so they don't go into cancer, we're talking about hundreds of thousands of women. There are approximately 600,000 women every year with these high-grade cancer precursors, and we can prevent about 300,000 of those. But that also means about 300,000 women, even with vaccination, will still get these cancer precursors and still need the follow-up and the treatment. So it's not a magic bullet. It's not going to prevent women from ever having another abnormal pap.
Hold that thought right there, please. We'll be back in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and our guest is Dr. Diane Harper, and she's simply pointing us out that an awful lot of women are still going to get the cancer precursors, these other types of viral infections, and so that the vaccine, even though it will prevent it, perhaps half of the cervical cancers that cause death, would that be a fair statement, prevent about half of the cervical cancers that cause death?
They prevent 70% of them, so
right.
A little more than half.
All right, fine. present 70% of them. But, you know, then there's the other half, of course, who are going to, at least a large number of women are still going to face the problem of cervical cancer. Well, what is the controversy? I mean, shouldn't we just go ahead and vaccinate everybody so we can go ahead and get as many lives saved as possible?
There are two points to the controversy. The first is that there have been pieces of legislation proposed at different state legislatures that have requested that the vaccine be mandated to 11-year-old girls coming into most likely the sixth grade of their class, and that without vaccination they can't attend the school. So the first difficulty with that is that even if we vaccinate 11-year-olds and the vaccine lasts, let's say it lasts 10 years, that puts women at 21 years of age. And if they don't know that they might need a booster shot at 21, they're going to think that they're protected, and they're not, and their protection will end at that point. So the first problem is that mandating at 11 doesn't provide you with knowing that it really is going to reduce the number of women with cervical cancer. It may just postpone it for a couple of years. And so that's one problem with the mandate. The second, probably more practical problem with the mandate is that the vaccine is expensive. And it has been recommended by the CDC that women or young girls 11 to 12 years old routinely receive the vaccine. And because of that recommendation, the vaccine is covered legally under the Vaccine for Children program. So all people under the age of 18, all girls in this case, under the age of 18, should have access to the vaccine through the Vaccine for Children program. Okay, so what's happened is a couple of things. One is that the states have all said, okay, we will buy the vaccine because it's recommended, but because it's so expensive, we can only buy a really small number of doses. So, for instance, in the state of New Hampshire, we can only afford to buy enough to provide vaccine for 10% of the 11-year-old girls in the state of New Hampshire. That means we can't buy, under the Vaccine for Children program, we cannot buy enough to cover anywhere close to all of the girls who would need it if there was a mandate that said they had to have it before they started school. Now, this is made even worse by the fact that the insurance companies, which had, up until this year, covered Gardasil that first year it was out, but now, as of July 1st, the insurance companies are saying that they will no longer pay for the vaccine for Gardasil in anyone under the age of 18 because it is covered by this Vaccine for Children program. So that means that if you mandate that your 11-year-old cannot go to school until she has the vaccine, and she is not one of the 10% that gets the vaccine that the state has purchased, then that means she will have to purchase the vaccine herself out of their pocket. That's, you know, at least $360. Or she can't go to school. So now we're linking getting the vaccine to literacy. And that isn't appropriate in the United States. That's not appropriate.
I certainly agree with you, and I share your concerns about that. Some people say that certainly by giving the girls the vaccine, we're going to give them the idea that it's all right to be sexually promiscuous, or that they're going to be sexually promiscuous anyway. Why, we should go ahead and do it. And there are other people who say, but are we encouraging promiscuity? How do you feel about that argument?
Well, I think we've seen it. Being a gynecologist as well, we've seen that argument about birth control pills, and we've seen that people have said, gosh, if we have birth control pills, it's just going to make people do really awful things. And we know that that isn't the case. We know that the number of pregnancies and the number of diseases and the number of sexually transmitted diseases has not increased since birth controls have been out, birth control pills have been out, compared to the time before when there weren't any birth control pills. That has happened kind of with every advance in reproductive health that we've seen, as there has been this concern that it will change young people's perceptions and behaviors. And indeed, when we look back, it hasn't changed them. So for me, that's really not as big a concern. If you're your behaviors and your practices really come from your home and your schooling and the way in which you're brought up, and really don't have a lot to do with which vaccines you get.
All right. Well, now, of course, we really don't know what the long-term duration of the vaccine. It could be 5 years effective or 10 years effective. How would you know whether or not you needed a booster or not?
That's the problem. You won't know, because HPV is a silent disease. You don't know when you have it or when you don't have it. So what it means is that it's really important for all of the women and young girls who get the vaccine to realize that they still must go get their pap smears done. And they need to get those done repeatedly. It's not just having one done in their lifetime, but they need to get them done repeatedly at the interval their doctor tells them to come back for more.
And, of course, what is it about 10,000 cervical cancers a year, but aren't most of those operated on, and so that the death rate is, what, about 3,000 or 30, somewhere about 3,000 cervical cancers? People die every year of cervical cancer?
Exactly. In the United States, we have really very good oncologists that will cure most people of cervical cancer, so our death rate from cervical cancer is very low. That's certainly not the case in many other countries.
And really, of course, it's really epidemic in many other countries, isn't it?
That's right.
All right, Fonda, what about this idea that we should vaccinate both boys and girls? In other words, if we're going to vaccinate girls, maybe we should vaccinate the boys, too, because, of course, it takes really two to tango in this case.
Well, it does take two to tango, and certainly we know that this virus is spread by skin-to-skin contact. It's not bodily fluids like other viruses are spread. And so it takes contact, it takes touching to make this happen and make transmission happen. And we know that sexual transmission is probably the most common and the most frequent, although not the only method of transmission. So we know that boys and girls are involved with this. Boys can get penile cancer from the same HPV 16 and 18, but it's so much less common than is cervical cancer in the United States. So it's less common by a hundredfold. So divide by 100 the number of people who have cervical cancer, and you get the number of men with penile cancer. So it's a very small number. But nonetheless, if you're that person, you don't want that cancer. So the savings for men is much harder to see in disease reduction. And if we vaccinate boys, what we're hoping to accomplish is a reduction of disease in women and reduction of the kind of overall amount of virus that's floating around in the population. And I still think that that's a worthwhile goal, but we don't know very much about that. And at this point, theoretically, it makes a lot of sense to vaccinate both boys and girls, but we don't have any evidence that it's useful. We do have evidence that the vaccine is safe, but we don't have any evidence that it's really useful or that it really will help either prevent disease in boys or that it'll prevent disease in those women partners of those boys. And that's the evidence we don't have yet.
Well, is there a fear on the part, at least, of some people that we're rushing this thing really too rapidly, that we really ought to wait and see what happens with a contingent of maybe 100,000 or a couple of 100,000 people over a period of time before we rush into vaccinating everyone?
Yes, Dr. Stan, I think that that's really very true. I think that what we know about the vaccine for girls is that it's safe and that this is certainly a really wonderful option for people to do. But to go to the step of saying that it's mandated and you must do it, I think we are a little early. It may very well be that in 3 years we'll have enough knowledge that we could say, oh, yes, this is really important and we really should have it mandated. But right now we don't have that evidence.
Well, of course, there's been a great deal of criticism, and I don't want to put you on the spot here because I realize, of course, that you've been working with the various companies, but some people really feel that there's been a lot of pressure put on the state legislators to go ahead and mandate this, to more or less force people to take it. And there are many people who are libertarians who really are very, very concerned about using the power of government to push an agenda that is being advocated by drug companies.
Well, I think certainly the fact that Merck made an announcement early in February, I believe it was, that stated that they would really back off of all of their lobbying efforts really spoke to the fact that, there was a tremendous amount of pressure on the women legislators to produce legislation to in their states in order to get a mandate across. And I think that Merck appropriately backed off from that and realized that that wasn't the right place for them to be putting their efforts.
And I certainly was very, very pleased to see that Merck did that, because certainly I've worked with Merck in the years past, and I was always very pleased with their attitude. And I think that perhaps there was some political pressures on them to try to bring this about. Under any circumstances, this is really an exciting thing if it really could decrease the incidence of cervical cancer. But, you know, of course, my concern, and of course, I'm sort of retired from medicine, just looking over the shoulders of researchers such as yourself, is that we're being rushed into something before we know the long-term effects. And I certainly like to see a group of people who've had it over a period of time, and certainly volunteers to do this. And then, of course, we'll know at the end of another 4 or 5 years that this is really going to give prolonged protection or relatively short protection. We're going to be back in just a moment with Dr. Diane Harper here at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan. What was the attitude of the people in your study group? Were they already sort of excited?
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Teary. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
And about 1% of the women who did not take the vaccine, if you took the vaccine, you didn't get cervical dysplasia. And they had a very, very large trial. And so about 1% of the women who did not get the vaccine got cervical dysplasia. And, you call this high-grade cervical dysplasia. In other words, they can actually look at the cells under the microscope and say, these cells are, would you call them precancerous? Or
yes.
All right, fine. So go right ahead. You were saying if this woman were to go ahead off to an island and not get any treatment, what would happen?
It would take somewhere between 5 and 20 years for her to develop a really big invasive cancer that would then be very hard to treat. So there is a time delay, and it does take time, and it's a very, in cancer terms, it's a very slow-growing cancer. But nonetheless, in some women, it's going to grow faster than in others. So it's certainly, once we identify a high-grade precursor, or even a cancer, we would want to go with immediate treatment.
Now, of course, remember, I'm an orthopedic surgeon. So,
okay.
And I'm thinking back 50 years. We used to do that with something called a cold cone, which was to actually cut out a circular area there in the cervix. Are we talking about a hysterectomy, or are we talking about a cold cone procedure?
We have developed another method that works on the same principle of the cold knife cone, but doesn't take as much tissue. We now reserve the cold knife cone for what we call canal lesions, or lesions that are up high in the cervix that we can't see. So it still requires some kind of removal of tissue, but we are able to remove less tissue than we had in the past. So we hopefully don't affect the woman's fertility as much as we had in the past.
All right. Is this done with a laser, or is this simply done with surgery?
It can be done with laser, but we have this little loop of wire that actually causes the water in the cells at the surface of the cervix to start to boil. And when the water in the cells boils, then the cells pop, and the steam comes out, just like out of your teapot. And this little wire just literally causes all of these little cells to explode, and it allows the abnormal tissue to literally just come out. So you have like a little donut-shaped piece of tissue that's abnormal that you send off to pathology after the procedure's done.
All right, fine. And now, will that ordinarily then take care of the problem, or is it going to have to continue to be watched very carefully?
Usually that procedure is 100% curative, but women need to understand that even though that procedure is curative, that they are at somewhere between a 3 and a 10 times higher risk than a woman who's never had that procedure, never had that lesion, never had that high-grade cancer precursor, of getting another one in the future. So just because she's treated doesn't mean she can't get any more health care. It means that she really has to make sure she keeps getting her pap smears.
All right, fine. And, Kirstie, that can be done again if necessary?
Oh, yes, it can, yes.
All right, fine. Now, is this considered cervical cancer, or is this sort of a precancerous lesion that we're talking about?
The precancer lesion is not considered cancer, and I do want to make that clear, because there are many, many hundreds of thousands of women who have this, and it's not cancer, so they shouldn't be afraid, and they shouldn't be fearful that they've had cancer. But they've been treated, hopefully, and they won't get cancer from having had that precursor lesion.
All right, fine. So lots of things have changed, because what I was doing OBGYN was 50 years ago, so I'm going to my 55th medical graduation and ceremony here, I guess, on the 5th of May. So a lot of things have changed since those days.
Yes.
Under any circumstances. Certainly the treatment and the pre-treatment of pre-cancer certainly has been really a very, very dramatic thing, hasn't it? And actually cut down the number of cancers. It's not the reason we probably only have here in the United States about 10,000 cervical cancers a year.
It's been remarkable. The American Cancer Society has documented really well that we started doing Pap screening in the United States in about the 1950s, and we have dropped the number of women who have cervical cancer, who get cervical cancer every year, by 75%. It's just been truly a wonderful success.
It really has, and Chris, this is such a terrible, terrible disease. And so, certainly, this is something every woman should be doing on a regular basis, is getting a pap smear. So we'll be back in just a moment here with Dr. Diane Harper as we explore this whole issue of the human papillomavirus vaccine. Is this going to really be a panacea? And certainly, and I'm going to ask Dr. Harper a question. If she had a daughter at this time, you know, if she would tell her, if she would have her get the vaccination, or tell her to wait a little bit longer. We're going to be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest is Dr. Diane Harper, who is a professor at Dartmouth, who is working certainly along with Merck and the other companies on this Gardasil vaccine. And if you had a ninth grade daughter at this time, would you actually have her get the vaccine?
Well, I would, and it's my personal decision that I would. The reason I would is because I have worked with the studies and I know that it's very safe, but I would also be right with my daughter as she became 19 years old or as she became 21 years old to make sure that she started her pap screening and knew what it meant to get her regular routine health exams and to remind her that the vaccine may need a booster at this point, and you know, depending on how insurance covers it, you may need to have to buy this out of your own salary. But I think those caveats in mind, that it's very safe and that that there is a lot of protection that can be gained from it.
All right, fine. I was going to say, some of the people who are opposed to this have talked about the VAERS reports and that a certain number of people have had convulsions or certainly neurological problems. Is this a real factor or not?
It really isn't. There have been, on the CDC website that reports the adverse events, or in other words, the things that go wrong after people get vaccines, they have documented that there are 5 cases of something called Guillain-Barré, which is a neurologic disorder, a reaction that happens usually after a viral infection. And there are 5 cases associated with Gardasil, 2 of which have been actually confirmed. But the number of cases that are happening with the Gardasil isn't any different. It isn't any different at all than the number of cases of Guillain-Barré that happens just in the regular population. So there isn't anything attributed to the vaccine. The vaccine can't be said to cause those neurologic problems.
All right, fine. And so, certainly one of the criticisms of this was that in one of the placebo groups, they actually used the adjuvant, the aluminum that they use with the regular vaccine. Is that true? Is that a factor? And should they have used the aluminum in the placebo group?
That's an excellent question. I'm glad you brought that up. In the vaccine, in Gardasil, you have 120 micrograms of protein. So there's 120 micrograms of the HPV stuff that lets you get your reaction.
I'm going to hold you right there for just a moment. We have to bring all of our other stations right on board here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Dr. Diane Harper. And of course, we're talking about the Gardasil vaccine, and I was simply asking her about the fact that the placebo that was used, at least I've heard, and remember I'm just a casual observer here, but the placebo that was used was actually made up of the adjuvant, which is an aluminum product. And of course, you were comparing the placebo, which many people would have preferred. I think it was saline, but they were using the same adjuvant or so the stimulating segment of the vaccine in the placebo that they were using in the Gardasil. So, vaccine. So, could you go? Dr. Harper was going to address that. Please go ahead and address that.
Sure. In the vaccine itself, in Gardasil. Gardasil is made up of the protein that is part of the HPV viruses, and then it's made up of 225 micrograms of aluminum hydroxide, of the aluminum product. So the vaccine is a combination of the protein and the aluminum. The placebo in the trials was made up purely of the 225 micrograms of aluminum. Aluminum by itself, certainly you will hear reports that you can, if people cook with aluminum cook pans, they may be more likely to get Alzheimer's disease, that aluminum could be toxic in certain cases. And those are big studies that look at disease with long-term big exposures. I think an important thing to remember is that just about every single infant vaccine that we have has that same amount of aluminum in it. And we've been giving it to our infants for well over 50 years. And we don't have any increase in neurologic problems or neurotoxicities than you would anticipate in people who don't have those vaccines. So I think that people can be very comfortable in saying that the women who received the placebo did indeed just get aluminum, but the amount of aluminum that they got was still very safe.
All right, so this would not be a factor. But do you have any idea why they didn't simply use a saline rather than a possibly active or reactive ingredient? Any special reason for that?
The reason is that because the trial is blinded, it means that you get these little vials that you draw up into your syringe before you inject it into somebody's arm. And if the nurse can tell that one of them looks like water and one of them looks like corn syrup, then she can tell which vaccine that she's giving. And, you know, it's going to make a difference because she'll say, oh, you're getting the placebo, and that's going to make a difference. So we have to make sure that whatever it is the nurse draws up in her syringe looks identical regardless of whether it's the real product or whether it's the placebo.
All right, fine. Well, that's an explanation of that. The results that you've outlined there are really rather exciting, because if we could decrease the incidence of a cervical cancer even further in the United States, it would be beneficial. But of course, if we could decrease this worldwide, it would certainly be a panacea. Now, what is the incidence of cervical cancer worldwide? Here in the United States, for our listeners, remember, it's about 3,200 people a year die somewhere around that neighborhood.
In the United States, there are about 3,000 women a year who die of cervical cancer.
All right.
After about 10,000 women get cervical cancer. But you're right. Worldwide, 500,000 women get cervical cancer, and 250,000 women die of cervical cancer. So if you think of it on the clock, it's one woman dies every 2 minutes of cervical cancer somewhere in the world, and that's a huge burden.
Well, how is the rest of the world, though, going to be able to afford this? I mean, they're talking about, $120 a shot, something like that, at least $300 or $400 for the series of three shots here. Is the United States going to be utilized to subsidize this being given throughout the rest of the world? People in other countries can't afford vaccines that expensive.
That's absolutely right, and there is no way that we could bring this vaccine to the countries that need it the most if the price of the vaccine stayed where it is. So the companies must offer the vaccines to the developing countries at much, much less than that. Even a dollar a dose is very expensive for many of these countries' budgets, and yet these are the women who really have to have access to the vaccine. So through the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, through many international health organizations and non-governmental organizations, there is a big effort to make sure that there is vaccine initially available to the developing countries with the understanding and agreement that the drug companies will then offer the vaccine at a much, much reduced price to these other countries whose women desperately need this.
All right. Is this going to be administered in the near future? What do you think the is this going to be something that's going to be held off for a few years before it's administered to women in third world countries?
Well, it has to, because the vaccine has to be approved by every single country for use by their own each country's health ministers. It's going to be a long process. Certainly, both Merck and GSK want the vaccine approved in Europe, in Australia, in the United States, in Canada, in countries where the countries can afford to buy the vaccine and to get it distributed throughout their populations. But the companies also have to work with the governments of every single country in the world, because each country has to approve it for themselves. So that process is going to take 2 or 3 years before it's gone through. And then, of course, each country will have its own requirements. Japan, for instance, requires that any drug that's sold in Japan be tested in the Japanese population itself. So the big trials that have been done on the vaccines are not applicable to the Japanese government, and the Japanese government won't approve them until the companies actually do trials in Japan showing that it's effective in Japanese women. So that's going to delay some of the uptake, but on the other hand, I think that's a blessing, because then we'll have a better idea of how long the vaccine lasts. We want to make sure that in these developing countries, that if the vaccine's going to wear off in 10 years, that we have a way of bringing boosters in to keep these women protected, so that the initial investment is protected as well.
Well, now, of course, who evaluated the pap smears? Did you do that? Was that done by pathologists? Was that done at your university, the reading of the pap smears?
The pap smears, that's a real important question, because the pap smears have to be read by the same panel, and it has to be a certified panel in order for it to meet regulatory approval. So for the United States regulatory agencies to say we believe these pap smear results, there has to be one specific group of people that look at the pap smears. So there is a group of approximately 4 or 5 pathologists from around the world who work together on this panel, and they would review the pathology cases that came in to make sure that the diagnosis, the final tissue diagnosis, was the same and was uniform and was read in the same way throughout the whole trials.
All right, because that's the most important thing, is just to be absolutely certain that, you know, that Sydney would be addressed fairly and honestly, and this is what we need, are solid scientific studies. Well, from your impression, you have been involved in the very beginning of this, and you think this has been a solid scientific double-blind legitimate study, and certainly the results are really rather exciting. If we stop and think of the thought that here we might be able to actually not only to save a certain number of lives in the United States, but a dramatic number of lives in third world countries.
That's really true, and I do have to say my hat is off to both Merck and to GSK in the fact that these trials are very well designed, and they scientifically they are very sound. And then when the studies are implemented, there are many, many people who go to the sites, who review the charts to make sure that everything is happening just exactly as it's supposed to happen. So there's a lot of oversight to make sure that the data is real and to make sure that people really are following the protocols and that exactly everything is happening the way it's supposed to happen. So, and that takes a lot of energy on a lot of people's part. So my hat is off to both Merck and GSK for really conducting these very large trials in many countries with many different kind of medical standards throughout the world to still be able to get such an amazing result.
Well, of course, what about Glaxo? GSK is GlaxoSmithKline.
Yes.
I guess French is long since gone, but GlaxoSmithKline.
Yes.
And, of course, they will be coming out with a parallel vaccine in the very near future.
Yes, they have submitted their application to the FDA, and we're anticipating sometime before the end of the year that we will hear that there will now be 2 HPV vaccines approved for commercial use in the United States.
Is there any difference between them, really, from a practical point of view?
They both cover the HPV 16 and 18 cancer-causing types of HPV. There may be a difference in how long the vaccines last, but we won't know that until we get the longer-term trials.
And, of course, this is a recombinant vaccine, isn't it?
Yes.
Could you explain to our listeners what a recombinant vaccine is and how it differs from a regular vaccine?
What this means is that the DNA of the virus, of the HPV type 16 and type 18 viruses, that DNA is a circle, like a ring that you would wear on your finger. And it has a few amino acids in it. It has 8,000, which is very small, so it's a very small ring. And what happens is there's only a very small number of those amino acids that make a protein. And that small number of amino acids, it's like we clip off that piece of ribbon, that little piece of the ring, and we put that little piece of DNA into another living organism, such as a yeast cell or such as another cell that then lets that DNA reproduce. So we get only that one little protein. We don't get the whole virus particle. We just get that little protein part, and it's made over and over and over again in these cells. And then it's harvested, and it's filtered, and it's cleaned, and those little proteins then self-assemble into what looks like little soccer balls. It's really very amazing to watch these just kind of magnetically attract to each other. And they form these hollow little shells. That's a recombinant vaccine. That's the way the HPV vaccines are made. Other vaccines that we've used in the past have actually used the whole DNA, so like the whole ring of the particle. They've killed it or inactivated it so that it won't cause disease in people, but it allows you to still get the same antigenic stimulus. But it's using that whole part of the bacteria itself or the virus itself. So this recombinant vaccine is a really wonderful way of reducing risk to human beings and still letting us have a good immune response to it.
And, of course, the only other thing, other recombinant vaccine I can think of would be the human hepatitis B vaccine. Are there any others that are recombinant now?
No, that's correct. The hepatitis B vaccine is the only other recombinant one.
All right, fine. And so basically, this is the unbelievable science of this. I can remember when I was, getting started. You know, we had just a couple of vaccines, and, you know, they used to put formalin in with a viral compound. That's what they did with the polio vaccine to make it, and they just killed the polio vaccine and gave it. And now they can actually take the DNA and they can manipulate that and grow it in yeast and then of course administer to that. So you don't even get you can't get an infection from this. All you can do is, of course, build an immune response.
That's exactly right. And that's what's so beautiful is that the shot, the vaccine, will never give you an HPV infection. So you can be completely assured that there's just no way possible for the vaccine to do that.
Well, what about any immune? Is there any immune response? In other words, like an autoimmune response to the vaccines? Was that part of it evaluated at all? Is that a possibility considered?
In the Gardasil studies, we do not have any data on that. In the Cervarix studies, which is the GlaxoSmithKline, the GSK product, there are long-term reports. The most recent publication was in 2006, and we had 4.5 years of follow-up in over 700 women. And what we could show is that there was no new onset of any kind of autoimmune disease or any kind of what we would call chronic disease, something like asthma, something like rheumatoid arthritis, something like Hashimoto's thyroiditis, things that are very common and that you do see develop in the population. But we wanted to make sure that they were not increasing in numbers of those people who got the vaccine. And to date, so far, we've shown that no, that isn't a concern. But certainly because new vaccine technology, because of adjuvants, because it's so important for this vaccine to have such a long duration of action or to have to continue to get boosters very often, that we need to watch that. And that will be one of the medical conditions that both companies will be required to monitor in order to keep their regulatory approval.
And, of course, even after this has been released, there still will be the continual reporting back to the FDA, if there are any complications.
Absolutely, that's required.
But, of course, in your opinion, Cindy, and being one of the primary investigators, there seems to be very, very little in the way of a significant response to that, then.
Exactly. So far to date, it really appears very, very safe, and we just have to keep watching, and we have to have people willing to report in. So if something does happen and you got the vaccine, be sure to tell your doctor and be sure to make sure they call it into the CDC and tell them so that we can learn from it.
And, of course, it's always a process of learning. There's nothing absolutely safe in medicine. Doctors do the best that they can, and certainly this sounds like a well-controlled study. Certainly done at major centers and of course, carefully monitored to make sure that the results are going to be very, very legitimate. Well, what are your parting thoughts that you'd like to leave with our listeners this evening?
I would like to say that this truly is an advance in women's health, and that I truly do believe that the vaccine will have as much impact worldwide on reducing cervical cancers as the Pap smear has been able to have, and probably at less cost. But we have to remember that it only covers some. So if in countries where there is Pap screening, women have to keep getting their Pap screenings done. And they have to keep listening to the future about whether they're going to need booster shots.
All right, fine. Well, I really want to thank you very much for coming to be with me. I know it's a little late in the evening where you are, but I appreciate your willingness to come on and share your expertise with us. So my guest has been Dr. Diane Harper, professor of OBGYN back there at Dartmouth University, one of the primary researchers on this vaccine, and I think we want to hear all sides. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Bye-bye and God
bless. Bye-bye.
All right, fine. Well, this is Dr. Harper, and certainly, this certainly sounds like a lot of fascinating research has been done on this, and yes, we're going to have to wait and see what happens after a few years. But I think the biggest thing that we should say is the idea that this would be mandated and forced upon families is, I certainly disagree with that. I also question, certainly I can remember when I went to medical school, we had 5 sexually transmitted diseases. Today we have 20 sexually transmitted diseases. When I went to medical school, there were relatively few venereal diseases. Today we have 60 million Americans with a sexually transmitted viral disease of some sort. Well, this is Dr. Stan here, and certainly I wanted to bring you all sides of the...
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
The dollar has lost over 50% of its value in the last 3 years, and it is still falling, while gold has gone up over 60% in the last 3 years. As the dollar continues to fall, you have a well-thought-out plan to preserve the wealth you've worked hard all your life to accumulate? Historically, gold and silver have been real financial security for those who understand the abuses and dangers of paper currencies. Have you considered buying gold and silver, but you don't know how to go about doing it? The gold coin industry has a real problem. It abounds with scam artists. I have written a 26-page paper entitled Gold and How to Avoid the Scams in the Coin Industry. So if you'd like to educate yourself before you buy, give me a call, Cal Grunwald, at my new number, 414-234-8267, and I will send you my paper on the scams in the coin industry at no charge. That's 414-234-8267.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
Radio Liberty to help us. As we reach out across America 5 hours every single day by radio, shortwave, internet, and satellite, and you can listen to our programs 9 hours a day on satellite on Telstar 5 and 4 hours a day on shortwave and 5 hours a day either at RadioLiberty.com or the other networks we're on, the American Freedom Network or the Genesis Network from 3 to 4. We hope that you'll try to get other people to listen to our programs, because we try to cover things that will be of interest to you. But, of course, our underlying theme is that we are involved in a spiritual battle, being fought on a political and ideological and a cultural battlefield. So our job is to get you to thinking and, of course, to begin to challenge so much of what you hear or what you read and try to present legitimate facts for you and scientific facts that you can depend upon. So we do hope, of course, that many of you out there would want to get the 4 tape sets we have on vaccines, and we're carrying 2 great books by Neil Miller. One is on vaccines and autism. They're small little books, but very well documented. The other is Are Vaccines Safe and Effective? Are Childhood Vaccines Safe and Effective? So let me suggest our vaccines, certainly our 4 tape set on vaccines. We will be very shortly having a 4-tape set on the HPV vaccine. We have a 4-tape set on vaccine A, and this is the experimental vaccine that was given over during the first Gulf War. And, of course, what happened to so many of these people who took the experimental vaccine without their knowledge or consent. We have a 4-tape set on Gulf War illness. We have a 4-tape set on the anthrax vaccine, which, in my opinion, is not safe in the least bit and should never have been allowed. We have the Rockefeller Committee report released in 1994 by the Veterans Administration on the experiments that were done on our military and on other people here in the United States, much of this without their knowledge or consent. So all of these things are 4-tape set on vaccines, are 2 books by Neil Miller, and of course the book by Sherry Tenpenny on vaccines we advocate people get. If you're interested in autism, of course, and this epidemic of autism that we're having. And most people don't think about the fact that, you know, why we've been giving these vaccines since, you know, for 50 years, and we don't see any change in our children. Well, 1 in 150 children now has autism, and 1 in 5 children has a neurodevelopmental or behavioral defect. And, of course, if you talk to our good friends, the Geyers, who are researching this from the point of view of the thimerosal and the other things in the vaccines, they will tell you that there is no question. They have gone to the CDC, the CDC files, and they found a 27-fold difference between the children who received thimerosal-containing vaccines and then, of course, normal vaccines. But no doctor will admit that because they've never been told, and they've never really understood the true background of what's happened. Let me suggest you go to our website at RadioLiberty.com, and we have 2 newsletters there on vaccines that go 2 or 3 years ago. Pull those down and read them through very carefully and check the information we have. Now, if you'd like to get the material we've talked about, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We believe Neil Miller's books are excellent. Dr. Sherry Tenpenner's book is excellent. Our 4-tape set on vaccines as a whole are excellent. And if you request, we'll be glad to send you a free copy of an article by Dr. Donald Miller on vaccines and how you should think about vaccines for your children and for your grandchildren. But certainly there is no justification for the hepatitis B vaccine. That is an abomination. It's a massive experiment on the children of America. And so as are some of the other new vaccines. And we should not be giving them until we really know. And the hepatitis B vaccine has been a disaster. It is also a recombinant vaccine. Pray for America. Pray for revival. Please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.
News on the Information Radio Network, I'm Tom Russell. Correspondent Lauren Prayer reports a female homicide bomber has killed at least 14 people northeast of Baghdad.
She donned a black abaya and strolled into a crowd of police recruits, then detonated her explosives belt. About 200 recruits had gathered at the main gate of Muqtadiya police station, awaiting word if they'd been accepted into the force. Muqtadiya is a mostly Sunni city in Diyala province, northeast.